Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Adam Cincirillo, Buds Creek. Hey, not probably the second moto you wanted, but you put a couple points on Dylan Ferrandis with two motos to go. The second moto looked like it was a bit of a struggle.
Yeah, I mean, it started in the first corner.
And you almost went down.
Yeah, well, RJ crashed in front of me, and then it was like I sat there for a second, and then kind of was able to get out pretty good. I think I was maybe sixth or seventh, and then first lap up in the back, heart ramped, I went to the inside of him. And he was on, you know, outside rut, and it kind of hooked into me, and he kind of basically jumped into my front tire, and I basically fell. Like, I didn't hit the ground, but, and then that pack of McAdoo and a few other dudes got by me, and then I was back in 10th for a while, and I wasn't really gelling with the track, and I wasn't riding my best out there, and, you know, when a mistake, like in the beginning of the moto like that, I kind of needed to calm myself down because naturally I just want to pin it and just like land on some dudes basically. So
yeah, this track's not ideal for that. You can't really get around guys.
Yeah, so I did the best I could. I think I definitely could have done a lot of things better, but in terms of the results, second overall, obviously not the second model we wanted, but it could have been way worse.
Did you know that you told me before in the past that you kind of know when Dylan was behind you? Did you know that in Moto 2?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty loud with his bike, and he definitely didn't sneak attack me over that, you know, that spot he tried to kind of run me high there. He kind of tried the same thing a couple laps before.
Yeah, he did it on a few guys.
I kind of knew it. He had me dialed in that corner leading up that hill there, and I was trying to figure it out, but at the same time, I was like, whatever. And I kind of heard him behind me, and I just kind of gave it to him, and he ran me high, and I was able to, you know, keep my balance, and then we were off in search of fourth place.
Yeah, not so bad. Listen, this is the place you got your first national win at, so we figured you'd be pretty comfortable here and pretty happy and everything else. It didn't work out, but do you generally like this place?
Yeah, no, I normally really love this place. I mean, if you look at my results in the past, basically the only time I've been decent is at the beginning of the season and at the end, these last few races, like with Butts Creek and Ironman and stuff. So I didn't like the track changes today. I thought they were super one line, like after the finish line section back up in the top there. I mean, it was just follow the leader and just... All they have to do here is not screw it up,
right?
Like, because it's such an iconic layout, and I thought they kind of screwed it up this year, and I don't think the prep job was super great either.
Yeah, they screwed it up, in my opinion, when they moved the start years ago to the way it is. I don't like the way how it favors fast qualifiers and everything else and hairpins like that.
They angled the start a little bit this year where it made it outside a little bit.
Right.
Obviously, way outside is never going to get it done, but all the starts came from right inside of the box, and they normally come from three or four to the inside. So I thought they did a better job there, but in terms of the changes, they were terrible.
Second motor, you're riding around in 10th. We haven't seen you ride around in 10th for a while. And if you're there, you're there for, you know, half a second, then you keep moving up. But at some point, you're probably like, hey, everyone, just chill down back here.
Yeah, man, at a certain point, I was behind Cameron McAdoo, and, man, that kid, he tries really hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is just not what I want right now at all. Like, this is not what I want. Even the first model, I had to make some aggressive passes on Mosman. I had him on the inside, and you just want the guy to just concede the position, but he doesn't, man. He just made me take him all the way to the outside, and I did the same thing with Masterpool, and... Yeah, it was just like fighting all day to, you know, on a track where I didn't feel great. It's like you're searching, and at the same time you're just trying to, you know, do the best you can and not get too discouraged out there. So,
well, like you said, not a bad day. Put some points on Dylan. Second overall, you'll take it. Thanks, man.
Thanks.